Phoneboy Speaks, episode 970, the Windows 10 upgrade. Like many other tech douchebags, I've taken Microsoft up on their offer to upgrade some of the systems in my household to Windows 10. And I just got a new laptop for my daughter, and it came with Windows 8.1 on it, and I about lost my mind when I tried to use the start button on that thing. I couldn't figure it out to save my life, and so that system got upgraded. Actually, I think I upgraded it twice because of a snafu I did the first time around. But I have to say it went pretty smoothly. And my son, of course, wanted to do it as well. And now his computer was running Windows 7, and he just went ahead and did it. I had to kick off the update, but it went pretty smoothly. Most of the apps just upgraded, and there wasn't a big deal there. And now their computers are they have a Windows 10 upgrade. In fact, I even did this on a system I completely reinstalled another system that I upgraded. I updated an app laptop from 10 years ago almost, and it upgraded, and it runs Windows 10 a little bit snappier than Windows 7. Now, in that one, I did save data but install fresh kind of thing, and it seems a little bit faster as a result, but just because it doesn't have as much stuff on it. But I got to give Microsoft a lot of credit. They made it a pretty easy thing to do. But something that I wasn't really happy with on the move to Windows 10 was the fact that Windows wants a lot more data by default now. They made it actually very difficult, and they hide it almost, to actually have local accounts. They want you to use your live.com account, and there's actually some benefit to that, right? I mean, you can move the settings between systems and stuff, and that's nice, but they want a whole lot of data, and quite frankly, I don't feel comfortable with that. I much prefer local accounts, so I've configured in all of my cases the accounts for these for all of these systems to be local accounts. Now, I realized the benefit of that, but I just decided that was not something I was for. And yeah, they're wanting to collect a lot more information by default, which of course I immediately figured out ways to turn all of that stuff off. Not interested in it myself. There may be some real benefit to it, but as far as I'm concerned, it wasn't actually the extra data that was going to Microsoft wasn't worth the risk. But the kids seem to be reasonably happy with Windows 10. And my work PC is still running Windows 7 because that's not something that I control. And some of my systems have different versions of Windows on them as well. I think I'm going to leave my wife's computer Windows 7 just because changing anything for her is probably that's going to be more trouble than it's worth. So that one might stay on Windows 7 a little bit longer until she decides that maybe I'm willing to upgrade. But I've still got some systems on Windows 7 and some on Windows 10, but I'm not real happy with the amount of extra data that Microsoft, you could argue that Microsoft is using that data to make your life easier, better, whatever, but I'm just kind of not really into that. So I'm just going to, just stick with local accounts on all of my systems. But Microsoft, that makes it really hard to do that. I mean, you have to click through about, a number of different screens when you create an account to basically use only a local account. They really are discouraging the use of local accounts. And as I say, I'm not really all that interested in the benefits that Microsoft is supposedly providing with this. So I'm sticking with that. And there's some links in the show notes to some articles if you're concerned about some of the privacy stuff or some commentary on, how quote unquote free this upgrade to Windows 10 is. On the whole, I think there's probably some benefit to what, Microsoft's trying to get everybody on to Windows 10. It makes their job a lot easier. And they're already shipping updates. I think probably one benefit is how the updating works, right? I mean, they use peer-to-peer stuff, which is great because now I don't have to download the same patches multiple times to the multiple systems in my house. Supposedly, it will use less bandwidth. I'll believe that when I see it. But anyway, links in the show notes, of course, for all of the fun things that, some of the security things with Windows 10 and things Microsoft now wants and how you can disable some of that stuff, I guess. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.